Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're going to dig into something you see pretty much everywhere, advertising testimonials. You sent over this really interesting article that looks at why these, you know, customer endorsements are so powerful for brands and maybe more importantly, for us trying to figure out what's actually worth buying.
Yeah.
So the idea here is to really get under the hood, understand why testimonials work so well and how companies use them. Think of it as your shortcut to getting smart on this key marketing thing.
Exactly. And this article, it goes beyond just, you know, happy customer says nice thing. It really breaks down testimonials as a tool that taps into, well, how our minds work.
Okay.
So we'll look at the why, the psychology, and then the how companies weave them into like everything they do online. Let's jump in.
Okay. Sounds good. So the article starts with something really fundamental. Trust. I mean, we get bombarded with ads, right?
Yeah.
So actually believing a brand,
yeah,
that feels like the first big hurdle.
Cool.
And that's where testimonials come in. Yeah. It's not the company shouting, we're great.
No.
It's like a regular person saying, hey, this worked for me.
That's precisely it. The article calls this social proof. It's a basic human thing. When we're not sure what to do, we look around to see what others are doing.
Right.
Testimonials are that signal. They show, look, other people tried this and it went well. That makes you, the potential customer, feel, well, a lot safer about jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
The Bright Local study it mentions, finding that, what, 79% of people trust online reviews as much as a friend's recommendation? That's huge.
Yeah, 79%. It's like you said, it's like seeing a huge queue outside a restaurant.
Yeah.
You just assume it must be decent.
Exactly, that queue effect. And that leads straight into credibility.
Yeah.
A brand praising itself. You kind of take that with a grain of salt, right?
Always.
But when someone else who seems, you know, objective says good things, it just hits differently.
Totally.
Yeah.
Much more believable.
That Nielsen stat is pretty stark, too. 92% trust recommendations from people, even strangers, over traditional ads.
Wow.
It just hammers home how much we value that third-party validation. It makes the brand's claims feel, well, real, grounded.
It's the difference between our product is amazing and this product genuinely solved my problem. Big difference.
Precisely.
Okay, and I like the point about reducing risk. As a customer, you're always thinking, is this going to be a waste? What if it doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Testimonials seem to counter that by showing, look, it worked out for these folks.
Yes, exactly. They give you those real-world examples. Someone praising, say, an easy return policy. That immediately eases a big worry for online shoppers.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Or someone mentioning great customer support. That tackles the what if something goes wrong later fear. They make the benefits tangible and, you know, lower that mental barrier of risk.
And it's not just about logic, is it? The article mentioned the emotional connection, too. A good story sticks with you way more than just specs.
That's such a key point. Humans run on stories. A heartfelt testimonial, it connects emotionally in a way. A list of features just can't. That feeling of, oh, they get it, or I have that same problem.
Yeah.
That relatability builds a different kind of trust. It's deeper than just rational belief.
Which I guess ties into making the brand feel more authentic.
Absolutely.
Especially now when everything can feel so polished and maybe a bit fake online. Seeing a real person, maybe with a name and photo, it makes the brand feel more human.
Spot on. That authenticity really cuts through the noise. It helps build loyalty because it feels transparent, not like slick marketing speak. In an age where everyone's kind of skeptical of ads, that genuine voice is gold.
Okay, so that covers the why they're so effective for brands. Let's flip it now. What's the impact on us, the consumers? The article brings up social proof again. How does that really play out when we're deciding what to buy?
Well, like we said, it's that core tendency, right? We look to others when we're unsure. Testimonials are a direct hit on that instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing others bought it and liked it, that seriously boosts our confidence to do the same. And that's why, as the article notes, putting them on, say, landing pages or product pages is so smart.
Right. Right where you're thinking about it.
Exactly. Maximize the influence at that key moment. It's the online version of seeing that busy bookstore makes you think, okay, maybe I should check this out.
Totally get that. And they do simplify things for us, don't they? Instead of just specs, you get a little story. This helped me with X?
Precisely. They give you those relatable answers to the big questions. Will it work for me? Can I trust this brand?
Yeah.
They resolve doubts with actual examples from people like us, which definitely nudges us towards buying.
I like that term the article used, trust signals.
Mm.
It frames them not just as nice words, but as actual proof of dependability.
Mm.
Especially important in fields like healthcare, or finance.
That's a great way to put it. In those areas where the stakes feel higher, trust is everything.
For sure.
Testimonials act as that visible proof, that validation that the brand delivers on its promises. They reduce that uncertainty, especially for someone new to the brand.
And it's clever how they seem to hit both sides of our brain, the logical and the emotional. You get the logic, okay, it worked for someone else, so it probably works. But you also get the feeling from their story.
Yes, that's a huge strength. Specs appeal to logic, but the story connects emotionally.
Right.
Seeing the impact it had on someone's life, that's powerful. It hits both how we think and how we feel.
And the last psychology bit, peer influence. Makes sense we trust people who seem like us, right? Similar problems, similar background.
Oh, absolutely. We identify most strongly with our perceived peers.
Yeah.
That's why segmented testimonials, tailoring them for specific groups, can be so effective. Like, if you're a small business owner, seeing another small business owner rave about a service, that means way more than a generic review.
Totally. Speaks right to your situation.
Right.
Okay, so the why is clear. Let's talk how. How are advertisers actually using these things strategically? The article maps out a few key places.
Yeah, and placement is everything. Putting them right on product pages, near the checkout, even on the homepage banner, that's crucial.
Makes sense. Hit them when they're looking.
Exactly. You want that positive nudge right when they're thinking about buying.
That example of putting one right next to the add to cart button, genius. Like a little final push.
It is. Like, leverage that social proof at the critical moment. And then, of course, social media. That feels like a natural home for these, especially video.
Oh, yeah. Those video ones on Instagram stories or TikTok, they just feel so much more real.
They do.
Seeing someone talk, their expression, it adds so much authenticity. Hard to fake that.
Agreed. The visual, the audio adds layers of credibility. And influencer collaborations, as the article mentions, that just explodes the reach.
Right, tapping into their audience's trust.
It's like a friend recommending something, but scaled up massively.
And maybe less obvious, but using them in email, like welcome emails or those abandoned cart reminders.
Yeah, it's about hitting different touch points. A welcome email with a success story builds trust early. And for abandoned carts. A testimonial addressing a common doubt could be the exact thing needed to bring someone back. Like, hey, remember why you were interested? Here's proof it's good.
Nice. A little reminder of the good stuff. And then paid ads using quotes or star ratings right in the ad itself. Seems efficient.
Super efficient. In that crowded ad space, a quick quote or high rating makes you stand out immediately. Builds instant trust for first-time viewers.
And finally, weaving them into content marketing, blog posts, case studies. Adds that layer of proof, right?
Definitely. Yeah. A detailed case study with customer quotes. That's solid evidence, especially for like B2B sales where people need proof of ROI, shows real problems being solved.
Okay, so powerful tool, used everywhere. But what about the cost? Is it actually cost effective?
The article makes a strong case for the long-term value, unlike an ad campaign that runs out.
Right.
A good testimonial keeps working. You collect it once, use it on your site, socials, emails, again and again.
So it's an asset that keeps giving. But getting them in the first place, that takes effort, right? Asking customers, getting them to record something.
Oh, for sure. There's definitely an upfront investment of time, maybe resources.
Yeah.
Especially for good video ones.
Yeah.
But the potential ROI, as the article suggests, can be huge. One really great story can sway tons of potential customers.
Yeah.
Way more impact than the effort to get it.
And the article mentioned tools like Vidlo that help with this. How do those work generally?
Yeah, platforms like Vidlo basically streamline the whole thing. They make it easy for businesses to ask for testimonials, maybe sending a simple link or a QR code.
Oh, okay.
And it makes it super easy for the customer to just record and send their video back. Then the platform helps manage, maybe edit slightly, and easily share those videos everywhere. Website, social, whatever.
So easier for everyone involved. Less friction.
Pretty much. It makes gathering them more doable, more scalable, which adds to that long-term cost effectiveness.
Well, this has been really insightful. So to wrap it up, it seems testimonials are super effective because fundamentally, they tap into social proof.
Mm-hmm.
They build trust, make brands seem more credible, reduce that feeling of risk for buyers, forge emotional connections, and boost authenticity.
That's a great summary.
And strategically, companies are smart about placing them everywhere. Websites, social media, email, ads, making them a really valuable, long-lasting, and pretty cost-effective tool.
Absolutely. They're a cornerstone because they, you know, humanize brands and let happy customers do the most persuasive selling.
Right. So for everyone listening, here's something to chew on. Think about the brands you really trust. How much do they feature their actual customers' voices? What does that suggest about how powerful those authentic stories are in shaping even your own choices? Definitely food for thought. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.